keep warm. And at that time we had a man who was a, oh, he was a wonderful person. And we didn't any of us make much money in those days. I think maybe the director was making $75 a month. And I know I was next to the director, and I think I was making 40. But anyway, there was no money, really and truly. There, it wasn't a big deal, but it was a job. And so the door opened one evening right at closing time, and it was an awful bad night. It was in the fall or probably early winter. And three or four men came in and brought a cop with a man on it. And he was sick. I always did, if anybody was sick or gonna die, well, I was there. But boy, now, when that happened, he looked like he was probably already dead.
He was
really needing medical care. And they got in a fight, this man that was in the office, and it was nothing less than a fist fight. But as I said before, this man was really a dandy. He could take care of most any situation. But I left out. I got scared. I was always, from childhood up, I've always had a fear, and I still have, of being in the middle of something that was going to be awful. Maybe kill somebody or something, you know. And I don't get away from that. So I hightailed it down the stairs, two steps at a time, and got help from downstairs. Got the sheriff and some of them from downstairs. And as I remember it, everything was nearly all the offices was closed, because they didn't keep regular hours as well as we did upstairs in the welfare office. We were on duty, and we stayed till 5 o'clock, or I imagine it was 6 o'clock those days. But anyhow, I did get a couple of men quick, and I was really carrying on and fast. And the outcome of this was, in the fight that went on, and of course I wasn't there or a witness or anything, but it was the talk of the town and the county, and I think maybe went to the state. I'm sure it did. The stove was turned over.
What was that?
And they had quite a time, because it was still had live coals in it. We burnt wood, but there was still some live wood in it, and the fear of burning the courthouse down and the whole, well, it was quite a commotion, but no other help was called, as I understood it. But anyhow, the man that brought the man in, and the sheriff, and the help that was summoned from the downstairs, took the man to a doctor. And from there on, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the man died, and I'm sure I knew it, but I've forgotten.
I see.
But now that was one of the bad deals of what happened. And another one of them was, oh, this happened maybe a year or so earlier, after we had this spoiled meat come in from the federal government.
Now that was about in the 1930s, was it? Or
I don't know.
Probably
I'm not good at remembering
the worst days of the Depression, you say.
Well, it was when we first, it was during the period that of the first Food Administration, and the food was taken out by the worker in the back of her car, and then, as I explained before in the reel, that then the folks would come to the center and get the food from the worker. And it took quite a long time to just take care of one family, maybe, because there was maybe 6 or 8 books of different items, and in each one of them,